Carol, how are you?
Tony, the sun's shining, all beautiful right now.
Isn't that nice? and you're in Michigan and not Arizona. How about that?
I'll tell you, you know, it's been so long since we've seen a lot of sunshine here. I think it's automatically everybody's going to be feeling better this week.
And we've had Michael Finney, who is the CEO of the MEDC, on the program, and we only had him for 5-6 minutes. You got to have him for a much more extended time, and the column that you wrote is very revealing of a guy who comes from Flint and has seen that town just dwindle down to nothing, even though they're on the way back. A guy who ran Ann Arbor Spark, a quiet guy, doesn't seem to seek the spotlight, but man, is he a smart guy.
I'll tell you what, he was one of the recent panelists at the Michigan Chronicles Pancakes and Politics panel, which included Dan Gilbert, Sandy Brewer, David Egner, and George Jackson of DEGC. But Mike Finney, who now is running the largest, you know, he's the job czar in the state, ultimately, with the being CEO of MEDC, people don't know a lot about him. So I wrote about him in my column, but he also talked a little bit at the pancakes about his view of what's ahead. But go back to Mike Finney, I didn't realize he was from Flint. And the fact that they're pushing small business is not new. He's been doing that at Spark and now on a broader stage at MEDC. But the whole issue of helping urban cities, which is another thing that the governor is going to be talking a lot more about with his urban agenda, which they'll be talking in a few weeks about.
I also noted a little change to the Michigan Matters page and how you really allow viewers to chime in and submit questions for your Big Four.
Right. Well, in fact, the Michigan Chronicles Pancakes and Politics, the next one is this coming Thursday. It's being held at the Townsend Hotels. I know these events are usually sold out. I don't know if there's tickets left. But if someone does have a question for Brooks Patterson or Dave Bing, Bob Vacano, Mark Hackle, the Big Four, I'll be moderating it. We'll air as a Michigan Matters in 2 weeks. You can go to the CBS Detroit website. There's a place to submit questions. And if we use your question and you want to be identified, we will do that at the panel, and also I'll do it on television. But there's so many different issues and so many things. This last panel that Mike Finney was involved with had to do about Detroit. Dan Gilbert, who owns Quicken Loans, the Cleveland Cavaliers, was there. We did talk some hoops, which I know, Tony, is near and dear to you. And, in fact, he even suggested to Tom Gores, who is in the process of finishing buying the Detroit Pistons and Palace Entertainment, he suggested he think about moving the Pistons back to the Motor City, which Tom Gores isn't really saying much about what he's going to do. I know Brooks Patterson and others wanted to keep it in Auburn Hills, so there'll be more conversation, I'm sure, about all that.
And what's interesting about Tom Gores is he will also own those concert venues out in Oakland Township. So a lot of us are wondering. I saw a story online talking about to wonder if people are going to actually get out and have some disposable income so they could see those concerts.
Well, you know, in the economy here, which has been in a depression for years. We don't need to talk or tell any of the listeners here about that. Everybody knows that it has been really tough times here. But there's been some inklings. In fact, Brooks Patterson had his annual outlook for the county thing that he does once a year, and people kind of watch that. He does a good job of at least putting a spotlight on what's ahead. Sees a little bit of growth there, some thousands of jobs being added as opposed to losing thousands of jobs, which is a good thing. And Bob Vacano, who I've had on the show, and we'll be talking about that during the Big Four, about what's ahead for the region and the state, because if Southeast Michigan goes, a lot of the prospects for the state goes. So I know that there'll be a lot more talk about this, but we can all, with the sun shining, hey, we're starting a good week here.
And Carol, the state of Michigan taxpayers send a lot of money down to the school district in Detroit. Another emergency financial manager has been placed there. What's the vibe with the school district?
Well, you know, I know Roy Roberts. I remember him from way back at GM. I met him when he was out at New York running the plant there. They brought him back to Detroit, to the motherland. He is a good financial leader. He is a smart guy. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He loves Detroit. He, again, it's similar, this ilk of these CEOs come in to deal with these hard issues, i.e., can you say Rick Snyder? Can you say Dave Bing? Roy Roberts is in that same mold. He is very judicious. The thing I'm a little bit surprised is the man's 72 years old. He has a fabulous life. He does not need the money. He does not need the pain and aggravation he will be confronting as he deals with these issues at Detroit Public Schools, but everybody wants him to succeed. So we'll all keep our fingers crossed for Roy Roberts that he's able to get that job done.
And finally, we had Matt Maroon on the program last week. It seems like the Maroon family is really going out on an advertising campaign and a PR campaign to say, hey, we're not the money-grubbing entity that we're made out to be in the media. We're business folks, and we don't need another bridge that the taxpayers have to foot the bill for. We can do it ourselves.
Well, I know. And the thing is about these bridges, how much need is there? I know the governor came out with the talk of the need for the second bridge and others. And, boy, with this economy, I know there's going to be more talk about a light rail in Detroit today. The transportation secretary, in fact, they're getting together to come in today and announce that down in Michigan. There's only so much money that unless there's money has to come from somewhere to build these things. And the question is there need? Certainly people who have looked closely at this, including the governor and his people and Dave Bing, Brooks Patterson, and others are all supportive of this other bridge. But the point being that with trade and commerce being so vital to our entire state, we want to do what we can because if it's not built here, it will be built in New York.
Thanks, Carol. I got to get to break. Love ya.
Take care. Yeah.